Festes. Three strands. At the time of initiations to explain some of the procedure so that our guests can understand. The purification that was done by Achman was sipping water. There is a mantra with only devotional activity. There are mantras for purification. Specifically, this mantra indicates that Pavitra, Pavitra Va, whether one is purified or unpurified, simply by remembrance of the Supreme Lord, one can receive the benefit of becoming purified both inwardly and externally. The whole process of this fire sacrifice and initiation ceremony is for further purification of those who are participating. Specifically, the initiation for the first initiates, initiation into the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. I'd like to read something briefly that was spoken by Chaitanya in this regard. This reference is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, found in Madhya Lila, chapter 15. And the specific reference that is some questions being posed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Randa, Basu, and Satyaraj Khan. Where's Satyaraj? Satyaraj said, "My dear Lord, being a householder and a materialistic man, I do not know the process of advancing in spiritual life. Therefore, I submit myself unto your lotus feet and request you to give me orders." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Without cessation, continue chanting the holy name of Vishnu. Whenever possible, serve him and his devotees, the Vaishnavas." Upon hearing this, Satyaraj said, "How can I recognize Vaishnava? Please let me know what a Vaishnava is. There are common symptoms." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Whoever chants the holy name of Vishnu just once is worshipable and is the topmost being. Simply by chanting the holy name, one is relieved from all the reactions of a sinful life, can complete the nine processes of devotional service simply by chanting the holy name. Does not have to undergo initiation or execute the activity required before initiation. One simply has to vibrate the name with his lips. Thus, even a man in the lowest class, Chandala, can be delivered. By chanting the holy name of the Lord dissolves his entanglement with material activities. After this, one becomes very attracted to Krishna, and thus dormant love for Krishna is awakened." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then finally advised, "One who is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is understood to be a Vaishnava. Therefore, offer all respects to him." The initial reply that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to Satyaraj, Satyaraj Khan, is the indication, first of all, Satyaraj Khan is taking a very humble position, identifying himself as a materialistic person and devoid of renunciation, the householder, and further having no understanding of the process of spiritual life. In the same mood as Arjuna approached Lord Krishna. Of course, Satyaraj Khan is a very exalted personality and a great Vaishnava devotee of the Lord, as was Arjuna. But in this way, Satyaraj Khan is submitting himself very humbly before the personality of Godhead and asking instruction in the process of devotional service. Response Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave is very simple and succinct. First, in chanting the holy name of the Lord and serving the Vaishnava devotees. And as traditional at the time of initiation, we describe the 10 offenses in chanting. The verse in the Bhagavatam, in which Srila Prabhupada lists and briefly describes the 10 offenses, is the verse where Shukadeva Goswami is saying the identical thing, Raj Pariksit, found in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, Eitan Niravidyamanam Ichitatam Akato Bhayam Yoginam Nipanam Hare Namam Kirtanam. That the constant chanting of the holy of the Lord, following the ways of previous authorities, this is the doubtless and fearless path of success for everyone. And then he further describes, this includes those who are completely free from material desires, as well as those who are with material desires, and those that are fully self-satisfied because of transcendental knowledge. Shukadeva Goswami describes the same thing, just as this verse Om Pavitra Pavitra Va is describing. Akama Sarva Kama Va Moksha Kama Ubadi Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purim Param. Regardless of one's prior position or even current position, whatever one was in one's previous life, whatever birth one has taken, whatever conditions one has lived under in his present life, the process of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting, is for everyone. Akama sarva kama va. Again, akama, those who are devoid of material desire, no interest in material enjoyment. Sarva kama va, well, are those who are completely filled with material desire. Mokshakama, those that are searching for liberation, they are also recommended by Sukadeva Goswami. Tivrena Bhaktirena Vajeta Purushambara. This is for everyone. The process of devotional service excludes no one. The accessibility that Krishna provides through chanting his holy name is available to everyone, without exception. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving this second line to Satyaraj's second question, if I should serve the Vaishnava, you recommend that I constantly chant the holy name and I serve the Vaishnava. Now please tell me, because I am an uneducated man, who is the Vaishnava? By what symptoms can he be known? And the Lord's reply is that he is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Even once, he is to be accepted as a great soul. These persons one should serve. Of course, this vision of the very definition is a very broad vision and broad definition. But certainly the appreciation is there on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's part that the unlimited benefit that one receives from this chanting of the holy name cannot be minimized. So if everyone is included, if all can be benefited from this chanting, then it must be clear that all grades of people who begin this chanting must undergo some kind of purification. The purification that the mantra will perform achman is that the purification is the remembrance of the Lord. The remembrance of the Lord awakens from chanting the Lord's holy name. In the process of awakening our dormant consciousness, also the impurities that are within the heart become gradually diminished. This is described very nicely in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimadasaka Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtana Vidyakstalya Bhagwani Vidhuloti Saritsatam. Topics that are in relation to Krishna, when properly heard and chanted, they are in themselves virtuous, pious. Srimadata Sukata Krishna. Punya Shravana. Punya means pious. What's more than pious? As it, the Shukadeva Goswami goes on to describe, the Prayushu Abhajeshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishti. The effects of hearing regularly topics in relation to Krishna is in the gradual diminishing of other modes of nature. One's lower qualities or bad qualities become dedicated. Gradually other. Tabajo, Tamodbhava, Kamadabhava Yashchaye. The eventual result is that youth and passion, those influences that fit the entity into unwanted activity, even in its own will, Krishna describes this to Arjuna, that one is as if by force engaged in unwanted activity. Why is this? It is due to the lusty desires with heart. Kama vodhada yashchane cheta et anavidham Siddhanti Sattva. The contaminations of heart also be completely eradicated. This same description that is given by Shukadeva Goswami is found also, not at all surprisingly, within the teeth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he described the gradual process of purification to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami has traced out just that akama, sarva, kama, va. Even if one begins in a very unfortunate condition of life, the wrong condition of life, one can become other than fallen simply by the process of devotional service. And Dao Shadha Patak Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya. Gradually the stages, the unfinished stages of the creeper of devotion become manifest. The initial requirement for anyone to take up this process of chanting is some initial faith. That is all that is required. Is described by the Vaishnava authority that this initial faith is some respect in something sublime that is coming directly from the Supreme. As, apart from this materially afflicted condition of life, there are saintly persons, there's a spiritual world, there's a kingdom of God that we all originally belong, part of. Even that basic faith, once combined with the association of saintly persons, and this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing, to secularize karma. Seek out the association of Vaishnavas and render favorable service to them. Dharashadha Tathak Sadhu Sangha. What comes from that Sadhu Sangha association with saintly persons? The result is devotional activity. When one comes in contact, when a fortunate, faithful person comes in contact with someone who is actually sadhu, they then have the opportunity to receive guidance and direction in the path of devotional service. It's described that with this initial faith, adhau shadha, there's also the willingness to perform activities according to the instructions that are received, just as Satyaraj Khan, wired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm a materialistic person, absorbed in family life, and I don't know the first thing about how to benefit myself. Please give me some words. Please give me instruction. So included in this faith is a willingness to act upon those instructions. So the initial instruction is just as all of the invitation cards that we provide for the general public. Please chant these holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Some initial faith with someone. There are people, even very little, just a nice adult here. Very recently, one person has come to our small teaching center in the village, barely having any association with devotees. Let me see these little invitation cards and by submissively take the chanting of the Maha Mantra. They are now regularly saying holy name. By receiving translating the Bhagavad Gita as it is, they've completely finished reading Bhagavad Gita and their life is becoming very intensely devotional. So one can receive this soul association, sadhu sangha, through instruction, and then by acting upon that instruction. What follows from that instruction? Vinaya, devotional activity. During this stage of bhajana kriya, one requires some direction from those sadhus who, by their initial instruction, assisted one in taking up the process of devotional service and instruction in order to relieve one from the burden condition of material existence. So this progressively then leads one to the position of anatta nivritti. So this word anatta means unwanted things within the heart, just as, again, making this reference to Shukadeva Goswami's Shundata Sapata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vidyanta Yubhagani Vidyantaksto Abhadrani Vidhanoti Sarasitam. The abhadras, or unwanted things, the anathas, bad behavior, bad habit, bad qualities, become removed progressively. Not automatically, however. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of the members of this disciplic succession, one of the arjas and authorities, has described that there are different origins of these unwanted things within our heart. Those very same unwanted things within the heart that keep one taking up spiritual activity to begin with, those are very serious impediments. Progressive course of devotional service, they must be removed. He describes that one source of them, one of the four sources, is nama parad, which will lead us to guiding the offenses in the holy name. But in addition to nama parad, there's vaisa parad, seva parad, one offenses that are made in the course of one's devotional service. Rupa Goswami describes these. The nectar of devotion is the longest, beginning with, for example, walking into the temple with one's on. So those that are trained, instructed in these offenses, how to behave before the deity, how to behave in relation devotional practices, proper conduct. These kinds of instructions must also come from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. To Namaparad, Sevaparad, offenses that are there due to our previous sinful activity. And even a fourth category is described, offenses that are there due to previous pious activity. Rupa Goswami has described that there are two riches that one has to very carefully watch out for. Bhakti and mukti. In the process of spiritual advancement, one can become very much inept by the desire for liberation, or to enjoy the facilities come from the mystification from the Lord in the course of the execution of our devotional service. These are dangerous. And Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also described these to Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. Bhakti Mukti Siddhi Kami. Bhakti Mukti Siddhi Kami. Or looking for mystic perfection or nearest gratification. So these are the different categories of anarthas that, along with our devotion that grows and grows, fermenting, hearing and chanting of the Holy Name, these anarthas also become very deeply rooted. The summary description that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives is any perform, this is particularly pertinent to new initiates, particular practices that we perform, a certain habit of how we apply ourselves to our devotional practices becomes characteristic of adana. And as these characteristic practices become bad, it becomes very difficult to change them. So these of all his descriptions are the quality and the intensity with which we perform our sadhana very much determines whether we will advance further or not. Beginning with, again, just beginning when we have some initial faith, and by the grace of the Lord we get the association of saintly persons. So here we are, we're having the association of many saintly persons who regularly gather together to chant the holy names of the Lord. And in that association we're engaging in various devotional practices. Now to progress further, this Namaparad stage has to be surpassed. It's described within the of these Namaparads, there are different three different stages. The initial stage, you're infested with offenses. Second stage is the clearing stage. And the final stage is the ifa stage. The purpose of describing these 10 offenses is so that we can clearly understand that we stand characteristic dangers or sloppy sadhana, inattentive, careless, lazy execution of sadhana, that mean that we might advance further. Characteristic as a better stage, there's one particular category of prakriya, in which it's described that one simply can keep vows. Characters, the neophyte devotee, they will think, I really want to make much more advancement than I've been doing. I'm going to rise very early. I'm going to chant lines very intensely. I'm going to listen to it and make some kind of resolution. I can't keep the resolution. This is called anishta, because following anathamavriti, following the removal of unwanted qualities, comes the platform of steadiness. So in between the beginning stages of executing devotional practices, coming later on to the stage of steady devotional service, we are passing through Page 130, devotional service, which is not surprising. It's standard, but there are ups and downs. How pass beyond that so that one maintain one's vows for the rest of one's life, especially vows that will be taken today? The 10 offenses are essential. Avoiding the 10 offenses is essential. Relieving oneself from these non-aparads that cause accumulation of unwanted qualities within the heart. This is Satyaraj Khan's question, this is Arjuna's question, and this is the question before someone who has taken a vow, complete some activity for the whole rest of one's life. It's not an ordinary thing. For the whole rest of one's life, or even a simple thing. So these offenses are tender. They begin with blessed devotees of the Lord. Standa is called. Ninda means feeling some malice. Generally, Prabhupada translates this as blaming Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. But see, in general it means speaking in some ill way to or about Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Those Vaishnavas, by Satyaraj Khan's question, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has defined those that have taken to the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. One who holds malice or ill feeling towards such Vaishnavas, this is the first of the Vaishnava aparads. Very clear instruction is given that this should be carefully avoided. And if eventually one speaks with some harshness or malice towards Vaishnava devotees, recommendation is given that one should go before that Vaishnava in all humility, feeling remorse that one has made some offense, and beg Vaishnava's forgiveness. And if they are reluctant to give their forgiveness, then one should plead for their forgiveness again and again and again until that forgiveness is given. One should think instead, I made a mistake, offended the devotee, but I'm chanting the holy name, and that will also purify me. Don't need to request this Vaishnava to forgive me. That's the same offense. Taking in some minimal way of those who are Vaishnava. This is not the advice that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to Satyaraj Khan. Nor should one think that, well, this is a significant devotee. He's not a great Mahabharata devotee. Therefore, I don't need to speak to this thing, request their forgiveness for my offense. This humility, the acharyas describe that this humility is essential in order to go beyond our anatta infested condition. The process of devotional service is so sublime. The mercy of Lord Krishna is great, but anyone can take it up, but anyone also must undergo these purifications as well. Similar description is given with the offense, guru aparad. This is called mad elephant offense. So this minimizing the position of the acharya is described in this way in the plural sense. Not simply one who is performing the function of spiritual initiation, but all those are acting as instructing spiritual masters. One should very carefully guard against this elephant offense. As you're cultivating a garden, as you're cultivating a bhakti-lata creeper, you have to very carefully cultivate that creeper. And as in cultivating a garden, you very carefully have to weed out those unwanted things that also grow within the garden. But in the course of that cultivation, and therefore weeding, you allow an elephant into your garden, and it's finished. second offense in chanting the holy name of the Lord is considering the name of Lord Krishna to be in the same level as the name of an ordinary person or even great demigods. Any great personality must be respected. Understanding or misapplication of this might, one might contrive to be that one can treat the gods, consider Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma in some ordinary way. That is all. That's covered in the first defense. But to consider them equal to or independent of Lord Vishnu in the chanting of the holy name, this is considered an offense. To blaspheme the Vedic literatures, or Rupa Goswami describes literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. To consider scriptures, or the next offense also, to consider the chanting of the glory of the chanting of the holy name as imagination. Or the sixth offense, the good interpretation of the holy name. In any way considering Krishna to be other than the supreme absolute person, and as the supreme absolute person, his holy name is none different than him. The atheist consider in this way that God is imagination, the chanting of the holy name is also an imagination. This is where the word brainwashing comes. And you're just saying some repetitious words. If one gains the proper humility and devotion and respect to the polity of Godhead, his words, which are the scriptures, or written in pursuance of those words, which are also products of Vaishnavas, to consider any of these in any kind of ordinary way, this is an offense to the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described Nam Namakari Bahodha Nijasarva Shaktis. Nijasarva Shaktis. The Supreme Lord has invested all his potencies in his holy name. Although an example of this is in the life of Ajamya. A fallen sinful, although born in the very initial stages of his life, raised in a very ill situation, dominical life, very strict training. He became, for the balance of his life after childhood, just a fallen man, most fallen man. But by simply calling upon the holy name of the Lord at the time of his Nijasarva Shaktis, all the potency of the holy name purified him, achieved perfection of life. So, if all of these perfections of life are there, available, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one who chants the holy name of the Lord even once should be considered Vaishnava. Why is it then that instant purification doesn't take place? Total purification. The glories of the holy name are not a matter. In fact, the holy name is just as the supreme personality of God at his person, the holy name is also supreme person. And all of these potencies of purification are available. However, if one is offensive in any of the Namaparad list of verses, then the holy name personally withholds those potencies. The full effect of potencies are not experienced by the offender. One should think foolishly and falsely, I am not such an offender. Because if one were not such an offender, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described, please do not tell me, please do not glorify me by saying that I have love of God. I have no love of God. I have not even one drop of love of God. Because if I did, I would stand the separation from Lord Krishna for even a second. I would give up my life for one drop of love for God. Quite the contrary, we should understand that we are filled with offenses. therefore the full effect of the holy name is not experienced. Because this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left only 8 verses written, and it's Nam Nam Akari Bhagavan Nijasarva Shakti's verse is translated in a very nice way. I should have found out at the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'd like to read that later. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity, and therefore you have many names, such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all of your potencies in those names, and there is no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen, conditioned souls by liberally reaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve atonement for chanting. This is what I'm just describing, what the ill effect offenses is. We don't have attachment for chanting. We can never get past that stage. This is behavior, bad qualities that are unwanted within devotees, wanted by any one of us, unwanted in the eyes of the Supreme Personality. The purpose of visiting of the holy name is to awaken fully love of God. So if we don't carefully avoid these offenses while chanting, what Chaitanya has described, we can go on chanting for millions of lifetimes and still not achieve perfection. If one can go on for millions of lifetimes and not achieve perfection, how will one have the use to go on? Well, saying it even more strongly, it is not that if we go on committing offenses, gradually we'll fall down. So carefully guarding against these offenses, we'll completely become specific sins described. When we lose an attraction for devotional practices, when we begin considering Vaishnavas as ordinary, one will become negligent in the execution of the instructions of one's spiritual master. Carefully guarding against these offenses is imperative. The seventh offense is to sin on the strength of King Prabhupada is called as the most heinous offense. To go on performing forbidden activity, vikarma, thinking that is all right, be absolved from the reaction because I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Most heinous offense. To bring the holy name into one's own service is the mentality that is described. The purpose of the holy name is not to become one's servant. The mercy of the holy name is there, that the holy name purifies one, completely frees one from sinful reasons. In this way, we are getting the benefit of the association of Krishna through his holy name. But one should not bring the holy name within the scope of one's own service. To go on performing what we like and have the holy name corrupt whatever inebriety is there. The holy name performs function that should not be one's mentality. One should want to become a servant of the holy name. According to the instruction, you become free from the activity in the course of executing this chanting. There's also a thing to consider the chanting of the Hare Krishna as some type of full activity, or like karma kanda. By chanting Hare Krishna, I'll get some good payoff. I'll get some good situation to enjoy within. Very similar idea. This is not the purpose of chanting the holy name. Nice benefit may come by the grace of the Lord. But if that benefit or does not come, one should not take or desist from the chanting, because the purpose of the chanting is to kindle our love of God. The conditions that we're naturally thinking, how am I going to benefit from this? What am I going to get from this? That's our material conditioning. That mentality has to be given up. That is not the purpose of the chanting. but simply to make more and more clear and sharp and transparent our desire to be the same as Krishna, to desire only what Krishna wants. And great expressions of love. The ninth offense is to instruct this person in the glories of the Holy Name. And the tenth offense is to maintain material attachments by not having complete faith that Krishna, Prabhupada describes in Sri Chaitanya-bhagavatam, that if even a neophyte has this faith that this holy name is non-different Krishna and can bestow all benefit upon me. Prabhupada describes this as pure devotion. So to not have that complete faith, but instead to maintain so many material attachments, in spite of being instructed so many times, so many ways, again and again, this is also an offense. And finally, it is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. This is, in some ways, the substance of all these other offenses. So by the initiates today to be taking vows for the balance of one's life, to go on chanting the holy name prescribed number daily and follow regular principles very strictly. To keep these vows, these ten offenses have to be very kindly understood and avoided. So now we'll proceed with this ceremony by asking the initiates to come forward one by one as I call you. Shelter for everyone, including the most fallen, because everyone's shelter. Thank you, Mom. The four roles. And the fourth. Well, maybe you said I didn't hear. Okay, we got it. The sixth, so something I couldn't hear. And you will chant how many there? So your name is Mukhara Devi Dasi. This name Mukhara is the name of Manavara's maidservant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is that the real servant of Krishna is one who is serving servants, who are serving Krishna. Dasa, dasa, dasa. The servants of Krishna, the servants of the servant of Vaishnavas, they're enjoying spiritual happiness like anything. Mother Jasoda, in all of her overwhelming ecstasy love for Krishna, was sharing them in a very intimate way with Mukhara. And Mukhara taught how to assist Mother Jasoda in serving Krishna and pleasing Krishna always. The four rules. We should all speak louder like this, so everyone can hear. And you'll chant how many rounds daily? So your new name is Jamuna Nagara. She's been waiting for a long time for a spiritual name. Pictures that meet Krishna are found in many cases near the banks of the river Jamuna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, in his doubts of Lord Krishna, he was always mistaking different bodies of water for the river Jamuna, because Krishna has found them. Krishna is the lover of Jamuna. There are several persons with the name Dhanishtha. The most common Dhanishtha is one of the gopis who are assisting Radharani in the loving pastimes of Krishna. Dhana means wealth, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Nadan Ajan Nasundarin. So the possessor of all wealth, that's Krishna. Dhanishtha is also one of the mothers of the Kaya. So that many of them hearing your name, you can be thinking of Krishna and those associates in relation to Krishna. Isha Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vibha Anadir Adir Govinda Evakarana Param Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sofa Viksha Laksha Vriteshu Suravira Vipala Yantam Lakshmi Sakrashat Sambrahma Sevyamanam Rodamad
ബ്രഹ്മാകർത്താ ഗോവിന്ദം ആദിപുരുഷാണോ സമവേദം
Yeah.
Everybody follow all this initiate to move up there. First on Isaha, like if fire ghee, follow all ground here 3 times. Okay, I chant 3 times Isaha, everybody chant 3 times ground, little. Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Veda Swami Niti Namine Swaha Swaha Swaha. Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Acharine Nirvesa Sunyavadi Vastat Vesa Karine Swaha Swaha Swaha. So if you want to mention the Jnanati Mulam Vasya Jnanam Jana Shalataya Chakshu Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti
సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి నితినామనే స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. శ్రీ వస్త్రభానుదేవి పితామహే కృష్ణ సంబంధ విజ్ఞానాయనే ప్రభవే నమః. స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. మాధుర్య జల ప్రేమాద్య శ్రీరుతానువ భక్తి శ్రీగౌర సరస్వతి శ్రీగ్రహాయ నమస్తుతే. స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. నమస్తే గౌరవాణి ఋతానువ విరుద్ధ సిద్ధాంత సంత హారిణే. స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. ఓలకిశ్వరాయ సాక్షాత్ వైరాగ్యమూర్తయే దీప్తలంబ ప్రాసంభుదే సాదాంభుజే సాదాంభుజాతే నమః. స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. భక్తి వినోదాయ సచిదానంద స్వరూపాయ నివాయతే. స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. గౌరవ్య వీరభారభుమేశ నిర్దేష్ట సజ్జన ప్రియా దేశ సార్వభౌమ శ్రీజగన్నాథాయ తే నమః. స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. పంచకల్పతరు వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. పంచకల్ప నమో మహావదన్యాయ విష్ణుతేన పదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామనే భక్తిశే నమః. స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణ భక్తరూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాక్షం నమామి భక్తశక్తికం. స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. దేవత శరత సందర్మ మందరమతే గతి మత్తర్వ పాదాం భోజ రాధా మదన మోహన. స్వాహ స్వాహ స్వాహ. హే కృష్ణ శంభు శ్రీ బృందు జగ
ప్రజాపతి గోపీశ్వరూర్తికాంత రాధాకాంత దివ్యాంగరణ్య కల్పద్రూ మారా శ్రీమాత్ రత్నాగరా సింహాసనస్థ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా శ్రీల గోవిందేష్టాలియ స్మారమి స్వాహ 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 శ్రీమాన రాసరసారణి వంశీ వ్రత స్థిత కృష్ణ వేణుస్వమే గోపీనాథ శ్రీ అస్తు స్వాహ 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 సత్యకాంతన ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ స్వాహ 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 జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య పౌనితానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదార శివా కవి గౌరవత్తవింద స్వాహ 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 హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరి 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 కృష్ణ హరి కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ రామ హరి 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 కృష్ణ హరి కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి స్వాహ 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 ఫైవ్ పర్సన్ ఇస్టెండర్ ఫిల్ ద ఫెక్టివ్ హెమ్ ఇస్టెండర్ ఓవర్ బ్రెయిన్ అండ్ బనానా టేక్ ది ఫ్లోర్ కృష్ణ గోవిందా నమో fire three times. He wants to set the man to light three times.
Thank you.